This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
T-Bird.
Yeah.
Count us down in the top five moments you fell asleep when you're supposed to be doing something for Proven Gamer.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Help me.
What am I doing with my hands?
I don't know what to do. I'm new.
Leg out. Put the trophies up. It's another episode. I told you long time ago. We about to explode. With something mean it's supposed to be. You believe it. I showed that be so awesome. And that down it be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got a wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, my double A must put the violence in your household. Behold,
Trophy Horrors.
Hello, buddy, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 242. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Donnie.
What up, dope people, and... I don't know what to do either. I don't know what to do. Is it, I'm new. Oh my God, that's my sister.
I'm your sister.
Joe Dirt reference. All right, we do not have Alex or Yield this week, but we have brought along a familiar voice and a voice you have not heard on Horrors before. The first voice that you do know. He is the man, he's the myth, but he's not a legend yet. Daryl.
Oh, the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
And also with us, his loot compadre, the sleeping man himself, T-Bird.
Hello.
Sleeping beauty. Oh,
nah, you can take the beauty out.
Sleeping. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know booty. If beauty applies here.
You're a beast.
Sleeping booty.
Okay, I'll take the booty.
All right, let's do as we do every week and give you our updated trophy count. I am level 28, total trophies of 6,675 with a plaque count of 48. Donnie?
I am level 27, trophy count 5,752. I can't even count my own numbers. Negative 33 on that count, 77 plaques.
I joked around with you on this negative, and it's going to get excessive when we get to like 100. So
well, let it be excessive. Video games are repetitive, so let my trophy count be repetitive.
we're going to have to find a happy median ground. Alex is level 25, total trophies of 4,899 with a plaque count of 63 in 62 games. Yield is level 20 with a total trophies of 3,625 with a plaque count of 44. Daryl?
I'm a level 17 with a trophy count of 2,867, 15 platinums, and an Xbox Live gamer score of 66,731.
When you hear this after edit, it would be with an S.
So before we go any farther, one of the trophy chumps, Alex. See, he's not here today because he knew I was coming. So he done tucked tail and run because he said, as he hosted y'all show the other week, he said, look at my trophy count. Look at my trophies. My trophies are more than all of yours combined. And I pointed out in our group of trash talking that I'm an equal opportunity gamer. Okay. And so my actual achievement count is higher than his trophy count.
But then we established that my trophy count was higher than your achievement count. Therefore, your argument was killed at the stem.
Here's the way this works, okay? So I was specifically referencing the chumps, Donnie included, on that episode. And I forgot that you piped in at the end of the episode. Although you did come in with the trump card, if you take the time that I've spent kicking butt and taking names in these games, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not far from you, broski. Like, you don't have this grand lead. And I got the achievement hunt next month and the trophy war the month after, both of which I will win.
So you're okay.
I think the king will be dethroned.
You know, it's this war between us is getting to a point where it sounds like somebody's going to have to put money where their mouth is. And now, obviously, I don't mean actual physical money, but there's got to be some kind of a bet with this where the loser is going to have to do something humiliating.
You know what? I like the way this is going. I like the way this sounds.
I don't.
But as the self-proclaimed leader of the horse, and Daryl, I don't know, or you or Frosty, depending on, you know, how you guys are feeling that week, which one is the self-proclaimed leader of the loot crew? We're not going to involve the whole everybody in the bet. Just the leaders are the ones that are going to have the humiliation when they lose.
Okay, I like it.
All right, but you know, let's continue on here. T-Bird, you do have a trophy count.
I do. I'm level 7 with a total count of 365 trophies, or 62 trophies, and 1 platinum.
And you got that platinum in what game?
Bloodborne.
Yeah, another respectable platinum.
Respectable.
And my achievement score is 65,495.
All right. Ooh. Well, okay, full disclosure here. I do have a gamer score too. It's not impressive at all. Daryl, do you remember what my gamer score was since we were talking at the time?
Yeah, like 15.
Yeah, it was something.
What the heck? You been moonlighting on us?
No, it when you with a
listen
the
at it,
Windows,
he can't even get it out. He's stuttering.
With Windows, you have to make a gamer a gamer tag and. You do get a gamer score for playing like Minesweeper and Solitaire and all that other stuff. A gamer score is 235.
Oh yeah.
When I'm around Xbox, I rant and rave about how much the better the PlayStation is. And I am at the very core of this console war. Like, I am stoking the fire every day. Now granted, PlayStation is my preferred console. I still have more time spent over the years with Xbox. And that's because obviously Xbox started the achievement stuff a little ahead of the curve. And so there are games that I dominated before the trophy updates and before I really got into the PS3 because it had like a rough start. So in front of the Xbox, I'm all about that PlayStation. In front of the PlayStation guys, you know, I give you guys a hard time about getting on the Xbox. But I would like to see, you know, the trophy hoes, or excuse me, the Proven Gamer staff. The Proven Gamer staff.
It's a W in front of that H, man. Disrespecting.
The old trophy hoochies. I would like to see you guys get on some Gears of War with us one night. Maybe get on some Halo. And
in all honesty, me and Donnie would both play Gears of War.
Yeah, that's
the game. That's so good.
That's the one game that would get us to buy an Xbox One or a 360.
Yep, I always say that.
It's great, so, man. And that's a great series.
That, and I love Xbox versions of Naruto games. I hate the Station versions of Naruto games. Station does the fighting version of Naruto, and Xbox does the action and adventure version of Naruto games, and I really dig the action and adventure games of Naruto.
Gotcha.
Before we actually get into what we're playing, I do have a little bit of a delayment of an announcement, and that's the contest that we were going to run. Because of the awesomeness of our community who went through Amazon for Christmas, we were able to raise enough money to pay for the website for a couple more years, and we had a little extra left over. So instead of pocketing that money ourselves, we decided to give back to the community.
Which not pocketing was so hard not to do.
So we're going to be giving away an Xbox One and a PlayStation 4. As I previously said, you can actually win both consoles if you win the contest. Now, no actual details of the contest is going to be announced today, but February 1st on ProvingGamer.com will be a post announcing the rules and the way you can win these consoles. Stay tuned to Proving Gamer on February 1st. Sometime during that day, there will be a post going up announcing the way you can win these consoles. And as of February 1st, the contest is officially started, and you will see how it's done from that point. So That's the only way that I'm going. That's the only information I'm going to give you right now about the contest.
Do you think we'll lose listeners if we if one of the consoles was a Nintendo Wii?
Maybe.
You know, I thought about giving away a Wii U as well, don't, but then man. I realized it's such a shitty console that I didn't want to waste people's times.
That console, giving away that console, is a representation of Proven Gamer.
I had the choice between burn the money or buy a Wii U. I think I would actually burn the money. So,
jeez. Oh,
all right, so let's get into what we're playing. Donnie, we'll start with you. What are you playing?
Metal Gear. Oh, 5. I 100%ed all the missions and 100%ed all the animals, and I just got to do the dispatch, the key dispatch patch missions in order to get a 100%, which I'm 97%, and I think maybe. So I heard it's about 10 dispatch missions, but I don't really know for sure, but I don't think I did that many, so I got a ways to go. And plus, those missions are hard as heck to even get them. So I don't know if you got to start them or complete them. Because I know they're like S missions, and
you have to. Well, if you talk about the online missions where you send your troops out to the
you don't have to be online. The key ones, the ones that when you go to your
I'm sorry, I didn't mean online, but you talk about the ones where you go into the menu and you go off and you send guys off to a mission and like. 3-4 hours later, it comes back and says whether or not you succeed or not.
Yeah,
you actually need one of those. You need to do all of them to get the last blueprint.
Yeah, and that's the one I need. So I only have 3 more trophies to get in that game. One of them is to invade. So I basically got to go online and invade somebody else's base, and I get that trophy. And the other two will pop once I complete the final dispatch mission. Because I need a blueprint.
You got S rank on all the missions?
Got S rank. So I got 100%, dude. Did you not hear me? I am Snake, man. What the heck are you talking about?
All right, what else you playing since?
I went back to the Station 3. Me and my little man was playing a little bit together. And I had this game downloaded that was for free called Shakespeare. And that game is not all that. Plus, on top of that, it's a free game, so it gets its money off micro money. I'm mad about that game because you have to use the micro stuff, but you have in-game money that you get by winning these matches. But the order for you to spend your in-game money that you win, you have to be connected online to even spend it. So I'm like, that is whack as heck. I'm like, why you need to be online to spend your in-game currency? That's stupid. So I'm mad about that, and I deleted it. So I was so mad with that. Then I'm playing some San Andreas.
Are you speaking with your internet right now?
That's right. He's speaking with his internet instead of with his wallet.
I'm speaking with my internet right now. And I'm playing some San Andreas. This is a question for you guys. San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto, before Station 3 happened, Grand Theft Auto was like thriving off the codes that you use to play the game and making the game more exciting. Now, if you use the codes, it disable trophies with most open world games over most games, period. Yeah. But I say in Grand Theft Auto case, because the game is so much funner when you use codes, and it's so much harder when you don't use it. Well, I can't say that because 5, I didn't use codes, and 4, I didn't use codes. But San Andreas case, I think they should allow you to use codes after you beat the game. What do you say? Without disabling trophies.
Well, okay, so I bought all 3 of them for that trilogy or whatever, the Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas for the Station 4. And the first two will allow you to use cheats and it will not disable the trophies, but San Andreas is not, that's not the case.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Me personally, those games, especially older games, newer games, I just don't use codes.
Yeah. Same here.
But I'd 100% agree. Those games just like the codes made it better. It's like saying PC games, you can't use mods, like I feel like
who owns a PC and doesn't install mods to any game they own?
You see what I'm saying?
I'm like, not the only one who feels like this. I'm glad to feel that way.
but here's the thing, and like I know Donnie, you're gonna shut me down as soon as I say it.
I've been shut you down when you said, "Well, here's what I got to say."
when it comes to trophies, I think, you know, the integrity of a trophy should be based on the fact that you got the trophy in a legit fashion. If you have to use a cheat code to get a certain trophy, to me that diminishes the integrity of the actual trophy.
I'm not about to shut you down, and I'm not saying use it to get a trophy. I'm just saying Grand Theft Auto within itself is way much funner if you use code. I'm not saying 4 and 5. I'm not even going to include 4 because 4 sucked in my opinion. But 5.
Yes, it did. I love 5. I hated 4.
Yeah, same here.
I wouldn't go to. I'm not. 5 is. It can be doable. It can be just as fun without the codes. But anything on the station 2 on down. To me, the codes made Grand Theft Auto way, way much fun. Way
well,
more
that's
fun.
True. And that's if true. Anything,
you're going to die an awful lot without at least body armor. And it's no, I mean, the game is hard as heck without the codes. And I'm not saying it can be done, but the fun. I'm playing it now, and I haven't got that far because I've been doing a ton of open world type things. But it's just like, man, I'm getting ran over by the stupid pedestrians, the stupid AI in the game, and it's killing me. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm running a lot because I want to build my stamina and all this stuff. And who was that? UT Bird who commented on my San Andreas comment?
No, that was a friend of ours named Game Squat.
Game Squat. To you, I gotta say thank you for liking San Andreas as much as you do, but I listened to the show and you still didn't label it your number one. But thanks again, one white person, you.
Well, there's no confirmation he's actually white. So.
Oh, he said he's white.
Oh, did he say he was white?
Yeah,
he's white.
I was just making the joke that he's never actually like been in front of you, Donnie, so you don't know if he's actually white.
No, he said it. I'm a white person, and I said Grand Theft San Andreas is one of my favorites. Yes, one of your favorites, but not your favorite. Thanks again, one white person.
My personal opinion, when it comes to trophies, when it comes to cheats, as soon as a cheat is activated, I think you should disable trophies. Just as a standard.
I say, I'm with you on that, but in Grand Theft Auto case,
But you can't say you're with me and then say, but with Grand Theft Auto. I think it has to be sleeping
there. You say that all the time, but you're freaking devils, man.
I don't say that with devils.
But I say 4 on back.
With my devils.
Yeah, give it the non-disabling treatment. Or at least, once you beat the game, throw that out. Like, that mechanic is disabled from disabling.
T-Bird, what have you been playing, buddy?
Nothing really. I started Dark Cloud 2. That's one of the platinums I'm going to try to get by the end of this year, along with Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2.
Ooh, okay. Are you a huge Kingdom Hearts fan?
Yes.
Oh, man. See, Daryl, we got to get the DD virus out there. And we got to get some T-Bird. We got to get some Kingdom Hearts talk out there, man. We got to talk from the heart about Kingdom Hearts, man. I love that.
I saw you streaming on PG with some Fallout 4, right?
Yeah.
The adventures of his character,
Dyke. His adventures of Dyke, because that's what I named my character.
All right, Daryl, what are you playing, buddy?
I played some Gauntlet with my son. We've been kind of chipping away at it. There's no end in sight for that game. It's an incredible grind fest. I've been playing some Dead Nation on my Vita, just kind of chipping away at that platinum. The game gets incredibly hard. Housemark really impresses me with each game they put out. Dead Nation is my favorite. I cannot wait for Alienation. I played some Resident Evil Zero all week long in light of my review that went up on ProvenGamer.com today. And we're going to play some wrestling tonight. By the time everybody hears this, it will have already come and gone. But we're, tonight is the 2016 Royal Rumble. And I downloaded a bunch of characters online, a bunch of special appearances that are going to be in our simulated Royal Rumble tonight.
Somehow I feel there's going to be a Donnie and a Tricky character.
Oh, dude, if that game's... I am not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. If the loading times weren't so atrocious on that game and it was just so ridiculous to navigate in and out the menus, I would have 100% created Proven Gamer characters. But as I started to create Frosty today, because obviously we'd be playing together, I downloaded some... I'll go ahead and say it now because I didn't get to do anything with it. I downloaded a Goku shirt for him. He's gonna have some Dragon Ball Z, swag.
Oh my goodness, y'all some Dragon Ball lovers too?
Man, I'm telling you, Frosty,
not on y'all show yet, man?
You
what
won't
the heck?
On the loot. Frosty loves DBZ. Tanner loves Kingdom Hearts. We already got the DD virus going on. I'm trying to tell you, man.
Why am I not on the show yet? What's the hold up?
Next week. next week, with the Royal Rumble tonight, we're going to stream the Royal Rumble and play wrestling. We're going to play wrestling while we watch wrestling. That's our PG stream tonight.
Okay, and I have been playing, unfortunately, somebody got me involved in Boom Beach, so now I'm playing that freaking game, along with my Clash of Clans. Played a little bit of Metal Gear, played a little bit of Mortal Kombat. And that's all I've really been playing. I announced last week, I finally finished Until Dawn, so I'm going to go back and get the platinum of that, but I think I'm actually going to wait until our trophy war goes so I can kick some ass.
See, I'm thinking about doing the same thing. That's one of those games that I beat, and I immediately handed it off to all my friends. And so it has been circling its way around our group. And now that it has found its way back home, I won't be able to mess with it next month because of the achievement hunt, which I have to win that one. There's a lot more on the line with that one and a lot more track. There's a legit, like, deep-seated sibling rivalry attached to this achievement hunt.
Really?
Dude, my brother is the white knight of Xbox. He is, like, Phil Spencer, can do no wrong. Like, he has his gamer score is like 156,000 or 164,000. Like, it is.
So right now it's Phil Spencer versus Kevin Butler.
Yeah. it's ridiculous. And so, like, you know, like, the amount of ridicule and trash talk, like, all our family events, our family does a lot of stuff together. And so every birthday, every holiday, used to be every wrestling pay-per-view until the network came out. Like, our entire family gets together, and we hang out, and legit, all we do is talk crap about the consoles, you know? Like, I love PlayStation, they love Xbox. Jeez, son.
My son is crazy.
Coughing up a lung over here. And, but anyway, so, like, there's been so much crap talk, and he's pulling a Tricky. He is banking games for the war. Like,
hold on a second. I got to be fair here. I'm not actually banking trophies. What I'm doing is I'm just saying, why am I going to go platinum this game when I could wait a few a month and just like rattle all of them off at the same time? I'm not banking them. I'm just saying if I get the platinum now, I'm limited my options to play games later. That's all I'm doing. To
counter that, like, because you are a gamer, dude. That's why you got the game and you play it. You a gamer, and gamers play games. We don't hold our games, okay?
But I'm not holding anything back.
If
I'm
you're
just
banking,
saying,
you're holding.
No. The thing is I played Until Dawn. I beat it. I could go back and platinum the game, but I'm playing other games in the meantime, and then when our war kicks off, I'll go back and actually platinum the game.
Are you using it to justify your banking?
Yes.
I'm not justifying anything.
He is working this junk up to climax and then stop it. So he's going to wait and pop his platinums all month long. because he's going to grind it out. And he knows that we're all going to be so busy next month, ain't not a one of us going to play a lick of PlayStation. So all February, he's going to be 90%, 95%, 99%.
Well, see, I could do that. In all honesty, I could do that. But here's the flip side of that.
That's what you're doing.
But if I go 90-95% on all the games just so I can pop platinums, then I'm lacking on actually getting trophies. Then we're going to lose the category of actually most trophies popped in the month. So I can't just get to 90%. I have to legit start and go through the game and get as many trophies as possible on my way to platinums. I can't just get one trophy away from every platinum. Because then I'm only going to have, if I pop 12 platinums, then I'm only going to have 12 trophies earned. Or 24, technically.
Well, I we'll see how this goes. But I know as soon as we agreed to doing this thing, I heard you twice on your show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Alex, don't platinum that yet. Wait three months. Wait 6 months to a year before we actually do this thing.
The second you challenge the big boys... the thought process, the planning has gone into effect.
Well, I'm telling you right now, not only will we have the most platinums per team, but we will have the rarest. I guarantee it.
Well, the rarest is the only category that I'm worried about.
It's because you play on them baby games. We got guys on our team baby that game. They broke into trophy whoredom with Bloodborne. We have two guys who said I'm not gonna pop a plat until I pop Bloodborne.
Out of here, 7 days to develop a pair of clothes.
Donnie's playing Metal Gear. All right, well, let's continue Donnie's get out of here statements in our first topic, which is Mortal Kombat XL has been announced and will be arriving March 1st.
And now, what is this, Mortal Kombat Extra Large?
This is basically they are releasing the complete version of MKX, which includes the main game and all of its post-launch content. And the upcoming Combat Pack 2 will be included.
I'm not excited about that Combat Pack Part 2. I'm only excited with... I'm only intrigued with the alien, because the alien looks kind of decent. He looks pretty cool. And I'm intrigued with how they're going to play.
When I read this the first time, I read it wrong. I didn't think Combat 2 was included. But apparently you're going to get all the previous DLC and the upcoming DLC included. Now,
I think
we kind of knew
this. Had it first deserved Combat Pack 2. Well, also.
Say again?
You guys didn't, I think the ones who bought it already, or at least day one, deserved a Combo Pack 2 also, because... You didn't say you was doing another one. And you lied to us doing Mortal Kombat 9 and said by the time you're done with all DLC, you're going to have every last single character in the history of Mortal Kombat. Freaking Ed Boon. You thought somebody didn't hear that?
I don't think he actually said that, Dottie.
He did.
All right. Well, this game is launching March 1st in North America and March 4th in Europe and is coming to the PlayStation 4 and Xbox. So, if you haven't picked up Mortal Kombat, wait a month. You'll be getting a shitload more than everybody who bought it at launch and supported the company from the start. The next bit of news is The Division will not have player-to-player trading at launch, but may come in the future as part of a update or a patch.
That dreaded may come statement.
Now... Daryl, I know you're as hyped about The Division as I am. What do you think about this no player-to-player trading?
I don't care.
You don't care about player-to-player?
Nah, not really. I just want to play by myself.
I just want to play with myself. That's all. Play with myself.
I mean, honestly and truthfully, that's what, like, I was really, really excited about The Division until everything kind of came out about how, like, you got to have everybody else involved. And I like playing by myself. So,
This is a team element game. Like, you do need a team to beat things. Would you rather your team be regular AI, a la like SOCOM?
I dug SOCOM. I was a SOCOM guy.
Well, this is the second thing that was dropped from The Division. Ironically. Player-to-player trading was announced at E3, where the first feature that was scrapped, which was the companion app, was we were told we were not longer getting the companion app.
Thank
God. We were getting player to player trading, but now that seems to have gone away. So they did previously announce that the Division will have free updates and paid post-launch DLC. I don't really know how I feel about that, but I was really hyped for this game, but kind of like Daryl, you know, the more and more I hear about it, the less and less hype I'm getting.
Yeah, they're just kind of every time they announce something, I'm just like, oh, yeah, let's play something else.
Well, I do have it pre-ordered, so I will be getting into the beta next week. I'm actually waiting to play the beta to find out if I'm going to cancel my pre-order or not.
I got less hype off of it when I first seen the first gameplay trailer of it. I'm like, you know what? Nah.
Oh, come on, Donnie. This game looked fantastic the first time we saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, not to me.
I'm really excited for it. It's going to be my answer to Destiny, because since Destiny's so broken now, and I hate playing that game now.
You said now?
Yeah, yeah.
It's broken now?
It's worse than it's worse than before. How about that?
T-Bird has never podcasted with Donnie before.
No.
I'm just trying to figure out. He said now. I'm like,
Donnie doesn't let you talk if you say something he doesn't like.
Well, here's the thing. Fair enough. Donnie is a avid single player guy, and Tanner is our avid multiplayer guy. So, it's like their tastes are a direct contrast too.
How old are you?
Who, me?
Yes.
24.
The multiplayer guy.
The multiplayer guy. You're no longer T-Bird. You're no longer Tanner. You're now the multiplayer
the
guy.
The multiplayer guy.
Okay.
24?
Yeah.
Figures.
What the?
Single player and multiplayer. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I do enjoy my single player games.
Only Kingdom Fallout. Hearts, though, man.
Ah. Fallout's good. Tomb Raider's good. People tell me Uncharted's good. I haven't played them yet.
Whoa, you let people tell you it's good?
Yeah.
Wait, that's what you're going off on about? I thought for sure the second he said he hasn't played it yet, you were going to go off on that.
No, because people shouldn't have to tell him Uncharted's good. He should know that Uncharted is good.
Well, how would he know if he never played it?
By playing it. That's why I'm saying he should know. Should have to hear from the grapevine that Uncharted is good.
Well, two of our Horseman brothers are going to have to hear this from the grapevine, because I put this topic in for them, but they're not here, so they're going to have to listen to an episode. Rocket Birds 2 Evolution has been announced for the PlayStation 4 and Vita. One of the big changes coming in the sequel is the addition of an all-new co-op mode. Do we have any Rocket Bird fans here?
I haven't played it. Do you like it?
I think there's lame as freak.
Okay.
That's that.
So we'll move on from that.
Let's rock it away.
All right. Now, our last topic before we actually get into our topics of the week is an article that I saw that I felt would be a good conversation. Basically because of the fact that most of us are not multiplayer fans, but now that T-Bird's here, we could have a other side of the coin view on this.
Right.
The article is called 10 Games That Totally Did Not Need Multiplayer.
Ooh.
What I'm going to do is, because I got to go page by page because that's the way this website's set up, I'm going to announce the game, and then I'd like to have a little bit of a discussion about whether or not it should have had multiplayer or should not have had multiplayer. And the first game on the list is Batman Arkham Origins.
That game had multiplayer?
Yeah. I didn't know that game had multiplayer.
I didn't either.
Yeah, it had Origins, if you remember, was the game that was made by WB Montreal, not Rocksteady, and it did have a multiplayer aspect to it.
No Batman game should have multiplayer.
No.
The only time a Batman game needs multiplayer is if it is like a Batman Robin co-op, you know what I'm saying, like where one of your sidekicks can jump in or jump out of the game. It doesn't need to be like an arena, like a or something dumb that you just add in there.
Yeah, because I doubt Batman will have combo breakers to break the combo.
All right, our second game on the list is one of Donnie's favorite games, Dead Space 2.
Oh, my God. No. I said it back then when it came out. That game, that was a waste of time. Waste of time. You paid them to come up with that.
Now, I'm going to object to that one. I love Dead Space 2, Dead Space 3, and the co-op aspects of those games, I thought, especially as a survival horror fan, were great because you get to experience that with another person.
Wait. So you like Dead Space 3?
I love Dead Space 3. I stand behind... Listen to me. I stand behind Ben Hansen's 9.75 review of Dead Space 3.
Ouch, that hurt my chest. I think this is a big one.
Frosty and I played that game together, and it was awesome. Like, we had such a good time together.
Maybe if I would have played with somebody who is fun and who likes horror as much as I did, but the thing about the horror in this case, it has none. Dead Space took away the horror in this game, and it turned this into Resident Evil 5.
Which Resident Evil 5 was amazing.
And I like Resident Evil 5. And I told you this before, I like Resident Evil 5. But when they came out with 4, we could see that the horror was diminishing. And when it came out with 5, the horror has diminished. And they kept it going up until now. And if they come out with Dead Space 4, which I hope they don't, which I know they are because there's more markets out there. They already proved it or said it, that it's not going to be any more horror now. And you're going to have this two-player drop-in and drop-out co-op where I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling it at all.
Well, hopefully The Last of Us will prove that survival horror is still alive and it is still a very important genre.
Yes.
And my prayer would be that Resident Evil 7 goes back to form and becomes more of like a, survival
horror.
That's
what he says. He says he's going to bring it back to the roots, but every developer said they're going back to the roots and they didn't come out with what they came out with.
I read a quote several years back whenever Cliff Bleszinski, I think he just left Epic. The guy who created Gears of War, or the head guy for Gears of War, whatever.
He's also known by Cliffy B.
Yeah, and he said, "Hey Capcom, let me know when you want to make Resident Evil scary again." And it was a it was a tweet that he sent out after Resident Evil 6 released and was like, super action on crack, which I also love that game. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, that game was, it had its flaws, but being able to roll and jump and knife zombies and shoot them in their genitals, like, having that freedom in a Resident Evil universe was great.
But wait a minute. What was shooting them in the genitals really going to do to a zombie?
Well, they said shoot them in the head, right?
Did I not set that up right?
Dad, you walked into that one.
I set that up right. By accident.
So, you walked right into that one.
That was a gorgeous, gorgeous comeback.
All right, let's move on to the next game on this list, and that is the Assassin's Creed series.
Oh, God, no. That was terrible.
I just threw up.
Okay, hold on a second. As far as whether or not the game needed a multiplayer, I agree with you. But I do like the way they did their multiplayer, in the fact of you can disguise yourself, you're in a crowd and you have to find your target before you get assassinated. I like the way they did it. I don't particularly think the game needed the multiplayer component, but I do like the way they ran their multiplayer.
I hear you, Tricky, and I hear you, multiplayer guy.
I didn't like it.
No, I hear both of you. I'm with you. I didn't like it either. And I do hear Tricky from it's different from other multiplayers, but the thing about it is that they made the multiplayer so much like, they try to make it so much like the Assassin's Creed gameplay is that is stupid. Because if you pay attention, everybody in Assassin's Creed, AI, act the same. And all you got to do is look for somebody walking backwards, look for somebody spinning around, look for somebody doing anything that the AI is not doing.
Well, that you're right, but at the same time, while you're trying to track somebody else, somebody's trying to track you.
Yeah, but so, and that's stupid because as soon as you break free from whatever, like, it's been multiple times where with me, I don't know if the multiplayer was broken with me, but as soon as I reach up to somebody and try to assassinate them, that it would not allow me to assassinate them. It only could allow me to assassinate a certain person. Even though I seen the guy take off running, I take off after him, stab him, but or at least attempt to stab him, and it wouldn't, nothing happen. But then I get caught because somebody saw me break after the other guy. So I don't know, maybe mine was broke, but I this doesn't really need it. Oh, wait, it didn't need it. And
what about the multiplayer in Unity? Did you guys like that multiplayer?
I didn't play Unity. I stopped playing after Black Flag.
The way Unity did it was they didn't have a multiplayer section of the game. What they did was they had missions that up to four assassins could co-op and accomplish. You could do every single one of them by yourself because that's what I did. But there was you could have up to four assassins at the same time, all being controlled by different people to accomplish missions. So,
you know, multiplayer in these games wouldn't be so bad if they didn't. Now, this is a personal preference, but like, okay, let's say I know they add multiplayer in games to keep you from trading them in, right? Give you some replayability to keep you owning the game. And I think that's cool, especially for people who like it. If they didn't, like, I would get into these things and enjoy them and play them and give them a better chance if they didn't shoehorn the trophy list and the achievement lists around these crappy multiplayer experiences.
Oh, absolutely.
If they were to set the game and give it its 100% completion, its platinum, based off the game, and then make an extended trophy list for multiplayers, then I would give every last one of these games a shot, and I would enjoy them more. But when you take a game and you split your trophy list for an online community or a group of, you know, multiplayer experience that is so finite, like, that's not going to last forever. In 10 years, when I go put this Assassin's Creed game in, and it says, well, in order for you to get the platinum, you got to assassinate a bunch of jerks online, you know what I'm saying? That's only going to be a viable source of gameplay for, what, a month? 6 months at max?
Yeah.
Yep. And by the way, I'm sorry to bring this up. You guys are late. I know you guys are coming to the Proof of Gamer Network, but it's already been talked about.
Well, all I'm saying is these things automatically get filed away with the Suck Clan for a crappy multiplayer based, at least in my opinion, off the trophy and achievement stuff.
Yeah, I do feel you, though. I personally, my preference is that it shouldn't be no multiplayer trophies at all, period. I don't want them.
I don't either, because those are always the ones that hold me up, but... You know, if you're going to have them, they should be like the Uncharted Collection with the extended trophies. You know, like, there's the Uncharted Collection. Each game has a platinum.
Oh, okay. Yes, you're right.
And then it comes with a section of almost like DLC, and it's just, you know, stuff that they added in specifically for the Uncharted Collection that are just like extra challenges. And in my opinion, every game should come out that way. Dead Space, Assassin's Creed, Resident Evil, whatever. You have your A to Z for your platinum. And then you have, we have this multiplayer mode. Well, then here's 6 or 10 extended trophies to let you grind for a few months and keep that community going.
All right. What about, how do you guys feel about the next game on the list? And that was Tomb Raider, the first one.
I didn't even give it a try.
I didn't even try it.
Yeah, it was, okay, well, I played it and I got to play it in it. So, because you have to play that game multiplayer. And let me tell you, you have to... pretty much farm like crazy in order to get this plat. And on top of that, not only do you have to farm, but I farmed by myself, just me in the lobby running around doing what you're supposed to do, farming by myself up until like maybe the last trophy, I think. That's when I call tricky. And I'm like, this sucks. The multiplayer is... I put it like this. That multiplayer is only fun if you have a bunch of people that you have fun with playing multiplayer with. Besides that, that game did not need multiplayer.
And that's most games. That's the problem. Yeah. Most of them are, you know what I'm saying, like wrapped around. Kellen, that, what's that game that's out these days? That Rainbow Six Siege?
Right.
Yeah, we know some chump that he's really big into that game, and Rusty approves.
Let's talk about the next game, which I think we're all going to agree on, and that's God of War Ascension.
That is such a terrible multiplayer.
Didn't even try it.
I tried it.
I didn't even try it.
That multiplayer is so terrible. Like, it's not what you. It's not even like playing God of War. It's like you put in these. First of all, you can't play as Kratos at all. Period. Matter of fact, you can't play with anybody that Kratos killed. You can't play with anybody that Kratos have ever come in contact with, like his brother or anything in the God of War universe. You only playing created players, and you have, I think it's four teams that you can create. Like, you either on Zeus' team, Hades' squad, and Poseidon's squad, or something like that. But yeah, you're going around fighting, and it's pretty much whack. That's what it is. They did not need this at all. All right,
let's talk about the next game. Now, Donnie, I'm going to tell you, let me finish what I'm saying, because I know exactly what you're going to do when I announce the next game.
Go ahead.
Okay. The next game on the list is Metal Gear Solid V, The Phantom Pain.
Now, I agree.
It hold on, they are not talking about Metal Gear Online.
What?
Hold on, that's why I said, let me finish. They're not talking about Metal Gear Online. They're talking about the multiplayer component inside of the single player, meaning the online component comes with the construction of forward operating bases that can feel like an annoying distraction. Once players complete the episode, that allows them to construct FOBs, thus allowing them to earn more resources. Other real-world players can infiltrate your base to steal your supplies, so you could be exploring Afghanistan and receive a message that your FOB is being attacked and that you need to protect it. So they're not talking about the actual Metal Gear Online. They're talking about the multiplayer component in the fact that once you make your FOB, you can invade somebody else's FOB or have them invade your FOB.
Okay, well, first, if you're not talking about MGO, what the heck this is on the list for?
Because that's the thing. They're not talking about Metal Gear Online. They're talking about the multiplayer within the single
player.
But
that's not multiplayer, though.
Well, technically it is, because somebody can envy your game and you could go defend your base playing against somebody else. So technically it is a multiplayer, Donnie. That's why I said...
Wait a minute. You can physically fight the person that's invading you.
Right. If me and you were buddies on the Phantom Pain, and I'm playing Metal Gear Online, and somebody comes and invades your base, a message pops up on my screen telling me your base is being invaded. And the same thing if you were playing at the same time, your base is being invaded, and we both could go and stop the person invading your base.
Okay, well, in that case, whack his head. Take it out. Even though it just got put in there, because at first you couldn't do this.
It wasn't good. It was a forced gimmicky piece of crap.
You could do this from launch, Donnie. That was always a part of the game.
I know you can infiltrate, but I thought it was just like you sending your troops out on dispatch missions at first until the last update or something like that, right?
No, this has always been a part of the game. Once you got to a certain part to make your FOB, this was always an aspect of the game.
Bull crap to the max. I put this down there with God of War now.
All right, fair enough. I mean, I like the aspect of the FOBs. I do like the aspect that I could go invade somebody's base and steal their resources. I do like the fact that you can actually defend your base, and you're not worried. You're not relying on AI to defend your base.
So, AI is doing a doggish job on my end. I'm not even online 3-4 weeks at a time.
I grant you that, Donnie, but what I'm saying is I do like the aspect that I could go in and actually defend my base.
Did you play Metal Gear Online?
I have not, personally.
It's really good. You should try
it. Oh, yeah. Metal Gear, both from Metal Gear 4 and Metal Gear 5. Metal Gear Online is to me, is one of the best. It's one of the best multiplayers. It's fun as heck.
It's really fun.
And one of the most realistic, in my opinion.
Let's move on to the next game on the list, which I have not personally played, and that's Far Cry 3.
That game did not need multiplayer at all.
I didn't play Far Cry 3. I played 4. I didn't play online, but I will figure it's just like every other first-person shooter.
It's just kind of tacked on. It wasn't really all that great.
All right. Daryl, you want to talk about this at all or no?
No.
The next game on the list is Dragon Age Inquisition. I did not play this, so I can't speak on it.
Me neither.
Didn't play it.
Worst multiplayer ever has to go to Rage, the id Software first-person shooter. It came out on PC and was re-released on the 360. And I believe it was on PS3. It was god-awful.
All right. The next game on the list is Spec Ops The Line. I did play the game, never tried the multiplayer.
Never played it.
I never played the multiplayer. I played the campaign. It's fun.
And the last game on the list is BioShock 2.
Never played it. I haven't
tried it.
Okay. Okay. Good conversation. Okay. So that's the end of our news. Before we move into the topic of the week, Donnie has a trophies and tips.
Titty. Rainbow Six Siege for Game of the Year.
he wants to talk about Metal Gear Solid 5, the okay. Phantom Pain.
Okay, I got some tips for people who's playing Metal Gear 5. He's trying to get get all the tasks done in all the missions. My recommendation is don't worry about the tasks. Complete all the missions with S. Get the S on them first, and then go back with your camouflage. The one that make you go invisible. And then you can concentrate. You can just breeze on and do what you got to do. And then get the heck out of there. Because once you use the camo, it automatically drops you to an A rank no matter what your score is. And if you didn't notice by now, no matter what you do in the game, you can get killed S amount of times. You can get spotted S amount of time. All you need for an S rank is to get a 130,000 points. That's it for your S rank. So that's my little tip for people who's playing Metal Gear 5 and who's having difficulty with the task and all that stuff. All
right, Donnie, your tip was better than I thought you were going to do.
Yeah, thanks. And you can't pull yourself back from a hair shot either.
You saw that, right? All right, so as I said, okay, so we have three more topics to talk about, but depending on time, we may not get to the three actual topics. Our first topic that we're going to talk about is, are people too sensitive towards spoilers?
Yes.
Yes, including you. I was quite sure that's why you put this up there. You are a freaking crybaby.
Okay. Okay, Daryl, I didn't hear your answer.
Daryl?
That would be a absolutely.
You okay. So I feel like this is going to be a 3-1 conversation. So,
oh, how does it feel to be me?
Would you guys allow me to state my point?
No.
No.
my question was, can I go first? But I kind of set myself up for that. Let's start with you, T-Bird. T-Bird, why do you say people are too sensitive towards spoilers?
That's a good question. I don't even know.
You feel that way, but you don't know why.
He know there's a reason to why people are. First of all, I think he said that because people are just sensitive, period.
That's the biggest thing, really.
That is exactly what I was going to say. 100%.
Okay, well, see, there you go. See, Donnie for 2016 for real.
Okay, but
see, I'm my vote, but, man.
I want to be your VP.
So, Donnie, let me just throw a question at you. Mm-hmm. Because you're the person on this show that I know the most about and I spent the most time with. You're telling me that the day Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out, if somebody spoils the ending to the game to you, you're not going to be pissed off?
I will hunt that person down in their life.
I would be mad, but the thing about me, and I'm quite sure people just don't take the time to do, they just see the word Kingdom Hearts, or they just see whatever they like and click on it. Me, when I say I cut myself off all media once I like it, dude, I don't read anything about it in magazines. I don't read any articles. I read the title. And if
I get that. But what I'm saying is, okay, not that I would do this to you, but let's say I get Kingdom Hearts 3 early. I beat it. And then just randomly I send you a text message, and please nobody say that I'm saying this. If I text you a message saying Sora dies at the end of Kingdom Hearts 3, you're not going to be pissed off because you didn't go looking for it, but the spoiler was just thrown in your face.
I read Sora. As soon as I read Sora, I'm cutting it off. I won't even read it.
You're not going to tell me you're not going to see the rest of that message.
I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to see it. My peripherals might catch it, but as soon as I read Sora, I'm cutting it off, especially if it's coming from you, because I know you don't know jack about Kingdom Hearts anyway.
I know about Kingdom Hearts.
You're not a Sora lover as I am.
I am a Kingdom Hearts fan. But the point is not like the question is, are people too sensitive towards spoilers?
Yes.
But the point is there are assholes out there that will spoil shit just for the sake of spoiling shit.
Yeah, but here's what you gotta get through your head, Tricky, and along with all you other sensitive people out there, is that we are now, if you didn't know, in a digital age. Once anything is out, it's out.
But if you wait 18 years for that experience to sit in a movie theater, to watch the next Star Wars movie, and then going into that movie, somebody turns around and tells you, blah, 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 blah. You're telling me you're not going to be pissed off? Because that moment was taken away from you?
Yeah, I'll be mad, but I'm not going to be mad to your extent of what you're saying. You talking about, I'm mad now. I'm about to shoot up the freaking theater now. That's the type of mad you talking about.
Why, because I'm white?
Oh, racism has come back to the show.
No, from the way you're stating your comments, that's why I said that, not because you're white.
I'm not the one that said I would hunt somebody down.
I didn't say you did, but I'm just saying to this, the way that you're stating your statement seems like you're about to go shoot him and everybody else who's falling out that theater behind him. That's the way you're saying it, come from your voice. That's the way your voice is sounding. No, I'm not going to be that mad. I'd be like, man, I wouldn't even think nothing of, like, oh, shoot, man, this man done said it. You little Nick. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I'm not about to get all high. Because first of all, again, people are jerks. And he could have been saying it just to be seeing what kind of reaction that you're going to get. And then turn around, he didn't die. He just said it just to see your reaction. And what happened to you? You fell into his trap. To the man's trap. That's what you did. So calm down, you freaking sensitive people. It's going to happen. If it's out there, if it's being talked about, it's going to happen. It's, what's the name? Going back to Duke Nukem. Duke Nukem been spoiled for 10, 12 years. It was spoiled. But when it came out, it still came out. And before it came out, you heard about it. People leaked it out and all that stuff. Look, I'm a Dragon Ball fan. I know I'm like the Dragon Ball guru, minus who really the companies and all that stuff. But characters and story-wise, I can tell you anything you want to know about Dragon Ball Z, even GT, even though it sucked. But Super is out now. And I am subscribed to like 3 or 4 different Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball pages. And they talk about Super all the time. And when I see Dragon Ball Super, I don't even bother reading the description. Because I know they're talking about Dragon Ball Super. I don't want to know anything about Dragon Ball.
I get that, and that's not what I'm getting at.
I'm trying to show you why you are so sensitive. Just cut yourself off all media, cold turkey, point blank.
And I get that, but what I'm getting at is the fact that sometimes, through no fault of your own, you could actively go media blackout on something, and just you're walking down the street and somebody has that conversation, or you're at work and somebody the guy in the next cubicle over says something. That's the point.
But that's guess what, Tricky? If you didn't notice again, how long you been living more than me? That's life, man.
That is life.
That's life.
But that's my point about spoilers. Is like, you could do everything you could do in the world to not have it spoiled for you. You can stay on Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. But if it gets spoiled for you, it's got to piss you off.
If it gets spoiled totally spoiled. Just put it like this. If it gets spoiled for you, it's not totally spoiled, because you have no idea if that person was really telling the truth or not until you actually watch it, play it, or do whatever you is going to do with whatever it is that you freaking love with it. So it's not actually spoiled.
I want to interject for just a second.
I was going to ask you for your opinion because you come in kind of quiet.
Yeah, we're actually shooting text messages about you guys right now, and we're all giggling. So,
wait. You and T-Bird are shooting texts back and forth?
Actually, you guys haven't noticed, but Frosty and I have been tagging in and out this whole episode. You were talking to him earlier, and you didn't even know it.
You know what? You're probably right.
Hey, so check it out. Whenever The Walking Dead comes on, all right, I know stay off social media because, and like we talked about earlier, I watch everything the day after. I watch everything on Hulu the day after. I watch everything on Amazon the day after, if I can even watch it the day after. And there are times where I'm on the can and I don't have my Vita, and I turn on my phone, and then I go, oh, they got me, you know? But I know that, like, it's my own fault. I walked into them spoilers, you know? If I truly don't want to see it, I'll go out of my way to try, you know? But I understand this as an adult and as a non-sensitive millennial, like, you know what I'm saying? If it gets spoiled, it gets spoiled.
Another thing, Tricky, it's only one thing I got spoiled out of all my stuff. When I say I'm going to cut myself off media, I mean it. Only one thing got spoiled, and that was only due to the very first trailer they came out with, Uncharted, when they freaking mentioned his freaking brother. I'm like, how the heck Uncharted going to spoil their own thing on the first time they reveal it? That's the only time I get spoiled, and I cut myself off all media from that very day. And I haven't seen anything.
He hasn't watched TV or internet or nothing ever since.
No. And that's the thing. I'm on the internet all the time. I'm doing news coverage myself. I have my own show, and I'm talking about stuff like this. But the thing about it is, again, I know how to cut myself off all media. You sensitive crybaby, Tricky, you.
All right. Let's move on to another topic, which is, and I want to explain the question before we actually get into the discussion. The question is, when should a game series get a reboot?
Never.
Okay. Now, I said, let me explain before we answer, Dottie.
Nah, it's never. Now,
here's the thing, okay? This is a catch-22 question because of the fact that we have, like, Tomb Raider, which got a reboot and is a successful reboot because the series started going downhill. But on the same token, you can't reboot a series like Metal Gear because it's so successful. To reboot it would destroy the series. But again, with Metal Gear, there's no more story to be told. So should that be rebooted and told in a different way?
May I go first?
Now, I'll let you go first, Donnie, because I know that you're burst at the seams. But the point is that at some point, you know, game developers and publishers, they're going to want to make every dime they can out of a game series. So at some point, they're going to make the decision to reboot a series. And my question is, when should a game series be rebooted? Is it 5 years after the last game? 10 years after the last game? Or immediately? Because, again, like Assassin's Creed 1 really wasn't that good of a game, but Assassin's Creed 2 is highly regarded as the best game in the entire series.
Where they showed they redeemed themselves by putting out 20 games a year.
Well, the point is that when should a game series get a reboot?
All right,
and Donnie, you wanted to go first.
Yeah, I hear you. I was joking, of course, about the whole never thing, which I do stand by that to a certain extent, but I did say this in previous shows. In Tomb Raider case, yes, it needed a reboot. Honestly, I say I could care less whether for a reboot, but since they did it at the right time because Tomb Raider was drastically gone. It failed ever since Tomb Raider, in my opinion, ever since Tomb Raider 2. It started to drop down, and then it kind of spiked back up a little bit, I think, doing what is it? Tomb Raider, is it Legends? I think I played that one. It was the last one I played before they came out with the reboot. And that was okay, but then it is Tomb Raider again. It dropped, and it just dropped. So they rebooted, and they did it the best way that they could do it, and it was, to me, the best reboot ever rebooted, every game rebooted.
And Metal Gear case, since you bring up the whole Metal Gear case, the story can't be told anymore, but it was successful when it went out, in my opinion. And it should not be a reboot to this game ever. That's why I say I stand by to what I said to a certain extent. It shouldn't be reboot ever, because we can never get, I don't think we can ever relive what has already been put out there, especially since Hideo is not the one doing it anymore.
All right, Daryl, just to throw you out, you know, get your opinions on the whole thing, but let's talk about your favorite series, Resident Evil. Should that ever get a reboot?
Yes.
If they were to reboot it today, I would be like, you know what? Heck yeah. You know why? Because that means there's more games coming, and I don't give a freak. As long as they keep making them, I'm going to keep buying them.
They need to stop.
Hey. I'm kind of on both of you guys' level. Like, I'm a fan of Resident Evil, but I kind of... That's my niece down there, too, by the way, making all that Dottie Shut Up type noises. But Resident Evil... I gotta say this, too. I remember you guys talking about... what's that game who... The guy who created Resident Evil? The other game he came out with?
Shinji Mikami making The Evil Within?
Yeah, The Evil Within. I gotta say that, to me... Evil Within wasn't all of that, but it is what Resident Evil 4 should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And they do, I don't want a reboot, but Resident Evil is another franchise that's taken that Tomb Raider drought. And if they do it right, if they go back to the roots, because all this evolution about the T virus and the other virus and the G virus and the other virus
and the double D virus.
Yeah, the Lost Plaga has evolved into something of whackness of this magnitude. A reboot. That's the only thing I really can see them doing. Because I honestly think if he says he's going to go back to his roots of in Resident Evil 7, which that is cold, in my opinion, is for reboot. They're going to try to reboot their series, but call it Resident Evil 7.
All right, T-Bird, how do you feel about reboots?
I'm okay with them, to a certain extent. If the game really needs it, or it's been just a really long time, then yeah, go for a reboot. Like, I'd say about, I don't know, 6 to 8 years, and then that's a good time for a reboot.
So Naughty Bear is good for a reboot then?
No Naughty Bear.
What's wrong with Naughty Bear?
I don't know. I just that thing doesn't need to exist.
I don't think there should be a time frame on a reboot. I just think if they're going to do a reboot, the game is it's only one requirement for a reboot, in my opinion, is that it has to take that Tomb Raider drought. That's the only requirement. Yeah. There's no time frame for a reboot. Because if you say that, then yes, Metal Gear does need a reboot then, if you use a time frame. And I don't think Metal Gear needs a reboot. But I got a question for you, T-Bird.
Yeah, yeah.
The reboot. You say you don't really matter, but what about Kingdom Hearts? Because they did say that this is the last installment of Sora's saga.
Yeah.
Now, do you think they say they're going to continue with Kingdom Hearts, which they already tried before, which I wasn't really too thrilled with the spinoffs using the Roxas lookalike and his brothers and sisters, or wherever they're supposed to be.
Here's the thing, I haven't played any of those.
Okay, well.
I've only played the core games. But I do have the collector's edition, that one that came with the steelbook and the little plush Heartless.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking about just burning through them all. I'm just getting the full story before the new one comes out, whenever
it
does.
It's recommended that you play them, but yeah. I wasn't too thrilled with the spinoffs, only the core-based ones, but... I think they're just going to try to reboot the series after Sora instead of just continue to come out with Kingdom Hearts and Kingdom Hearts and more Kingdom Hearts.
I don't know how I feel about it.
All right. Does Frosty have an opinion on this matter?
Frost, you got anything? You want to talk into the mic?
All right. All right. So, and our last question before we close out the show, we did make it to all three. This is kind of more of an opinion more than really like a conversation. When Rise of the Tomb Raider launches on the PlayStation 4, should we get all the previous release DLC at the launch, or have to wait until after a certain after it launches on PS4 to get the DLC like Xbox One players did?
You one of those gamers, Tricky. You one of those gamers that you feel that developers owe you something. Just accept the game when it comes, man.
No. The reason I'm doing this is because we have gotten to a culture where a game launches, DLC comes out, and then a certain time later, we get a Game of the Year edition, kind of like we talked about earlier in the show with Mortal Kombat XL. You know, for people that bought the game from the start, they buy the game, then they had to pay for the DLC, and they're going to have to pay for the Combat Pack too. Where people that buy Mortal Kombat XL that waited after the launch are going to get all the DLC basically for free. With Rise of the Tomb Raider, should we have to wait and buy the DLC separate, or should we just get a Game of the Year edition from the start, is what I'm asking.
Okay. First, again, you are one of those gamers.
I'm not one of those gamers. I'm asking the legit question.
This question has been brought up before on many occasions, one being when Drive Club was brought back out for like the second or third time and blah, blah, blah. and they were going to give you this, but didn't. And done. And it will, gamers should get this. Developers don't owe you jack, but a decent game. That's what I feel.
And Drive Club was not a decent game.
Yes, because they had women drivers. But, Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Tomb Raider 2, when the Station 4 gets it, I will assume that we're going to get everything and more, because Station always gets something special for the Station, whether it comes out later or not. So I will assume we would get it. We will get it. But I don't think developers should feel that we deserve it, because I think they should just give us the game. I think we deserve an apology, most definitely, for backstabbing us the way they did.
T-Bird?
I'm kind of indifferent because I already own it on Xbox.
What the? Man, you
blasphemy!
You get out of here.
I say just give us the Game of the Year edition and be done with it. I mean, I mean, by then, all the DLC is going to be out, and they'll be selling a Game of the Year edition for the X-Bone. So
anyway,
just give us that version the same way they did the definitive edition for the Station 4 and the X-Bone.
but everybody knows that most games that comes out is going to get a Game of the Year edition anyway.
Well, that was the reason for the question, is because, you know, in the case of, like, if you want to compare Rise of the Tomb Raider with Mortal Kombat, the only difference is Mortal Kombat was released on both consoles at the same time, while we're waiting for the PS4 version of Rise of the Tomb Raider. You know, the people that waited are benefiting than the people that bought it on launch. And the reason I bring this question up is because, like I stated with the Mortal Kombat part, is people that bought the game at launch and supported the developer and the publisher at launch are getting the short end of the stick than the people that waited a year or 6 months and are getting, you know, all the developer and the publisher are not really getting their money that they should be earning by the DLC because they had to repackage it into a Game of the Year edition.
I don't think so, because I don't think a lot of people is waiting for the Game of the Year edition on purpose. Like, I don't think they just like, okay, when it come, I can't wait for Mortal Kombat to come out. I can't wait for that to come out, but I'm only buying the Game of the Year edition. I don't think it's a lot of people out there that's really doing that. Just like, it just so happened that they didn't have the money for it, or they just didn't get it when they come out. But now,
but you do have people out there, like Guild has said many times, I'm going to get the game, but I'm going to wait until it drops in price.
Yeah, but that's
and see that I mean, listen, I'm not knocking Guild, but to me, that mentality is saying, I want to play your game, but I'm not willing to support you. And that kind of burns me a little bit, because it's like, if you want the game and you want them to make those games, you need to support them.
Okay, that's somewhat different, because a lot of people like a game, but they don't love the franchise, or they don't love the company enough to go out and buy, in our case, Metal Gear, just for the sake of it being Metal Gear. and it's a Konami's game, so I'm going to buy it anyway because it's Konami, or it's Kojima, and it's Metal Gear. You don't have that many people that's out there like us. You do have the people that say, well, yes, I do like Metal Gear. I like it enough to play it, but I don't like it enough to spend $60 on it. I will buy it when it drop down to 40 or drop down to 30. You know, you have those people out there, and you still supporting them because you might be supporting them later, but that money is still going to them. You're just getting them at a later date in their life.
Any of the Loot Crew, including Frosty, want to weigh in on this?
No, this is Daryl. No, I mean, like, Danny just gave us a 4,000-word essay on it. So, I meant Donnie. Donnie, whatever.
Close enough.
Breaking news, the Patriots are going home and not going to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Let's close out the show with some housekeeping.
Yes, because all you gamers are spoiled.
Proofofgaming.com is looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to ProvingGamer.com, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, they can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways to get a hold of us. You can contact first by our phone number. Let's do the test, Donnie. Daryl, what's the phone number?
Daryl, stop playing with your phone and give us a phone number.
555 suck.
How many episodes of Horrors have you listened to and you don't know the number yet?
I don't know the number yet.
Come on now. Do people even call this thing?
Well, ouch. That's the point.
How about this? How about $1 million prize to the first person that calls?
What's that number right now?
A console. A Nintendo.
Hey, you know what?
Wii.
We got the. Yeah, we got that Wii U prize.
First one to call the number gets a Wii U.
There you go.
All right.
That's just joking, folks.
Yeah, that's just joking. We're not doing that. Donnie, what's the phone number?
330-PROVEN-9. 330-776-8369.
You're close, Daryl.
You can also get a hold of us by sending us an email, trophyhorrors@provinggamer.com. If you want to get a hold of the Loot Crew, it's rememberTheLoot@provinggamer.com. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, there are several ways to get a hold of all of us. You can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact Remember the Loot Crew at Remember the Loot. Right?
L-O-O-T, not L-U-T-E. Home, don't
play that.
If you want to get a hold of me, I'm at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Alex, hopefully soon, at Saundersaurus Rex. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can get a hold of Daryl at...
Resident Daryl.
You can get a hold of T-Bird at...
T_Bird803.
That's with a Y, not an I, right?
B-Y-R-D.
And you can get a hold of Frosty at... Metal Gear Frosty, right?
Is it Metal Gear Frosty or MGS Frosty?
It's Metal Gear Frosty.
Metal Gear Frosty. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. But be sure to go listen to the newly formed Heel podcast.
That's right.
Remember the Loot. And our other podcast, PG Spoilers. All these podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and your various podcast applications on your smart devices, including Google Play, when they launch their podcast services. That is going to bring us to the end of the housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is Extra Life. You heard Doc last week. Get involved in Extra Life. Go to extra-life.org and sign up. And please, if you could, join Team Proving Gamer. We want to make a strong show in this year. Our other sponsor is GoFundMe. Go to GoFundMe.com/ProvingGamer. We are trying to raise some money for some new podcasts and equipment. Apparently somebody does not want you to go donate.
Look, heel is in the blood of in this house. That's my the 1 year old just turned heel. He's like, ah,
he must have just happened to watching Twilight.
And our last sponsor, T Bird, who are we sponsored by?
Amazon.
That was weak.
What?
That was weak. Let me lead you into it again because I kind of surprised you.
All right, hang on. Let me work it up.
No. It's T-Bird.
Awesome. Oh. Amazon!
God. That was an Alice if I ever heard.
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, would each and every time you do your shopping on Amazon, go to Prove a Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your noble shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the show tremendously. With all that being said, let's close out the show with some shout outs.
Hold on, before you shout out, I got a question for your spoiler thing, Tricky.
Question DLC.
Yeah, question DLC. Now, is this a spoiler? This is just the catchphrase to try to lure people into reading this article. X-Men Apocalypse star Evan Peters confirms the identity of Quicksilver's dad.
Spoilers!
Now, is that a spoiler, even though we already know who that is?
Well,
no,
because in the movie, in the Age of Ultron, they're portraying that Quicksilver's father is not actually Quicksilver's father.
Okay, them two are not even Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. Are they supposed to be for real? We know they're supposed to be that, but they're not it anyway. Those are two experimental people who got experimented on in Age of Ultron, so that don't count.
But they are Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
We know that. That's why I said that one don't count. And also, in Days of Future Past, where they reveal Quicksilver, is that they already made it known that Magneto is his dad. They already let it be known already in the elevator. So, not a spoiler. Continue with your shout-outs.
Let's start with T-Bird and his shout-outs.
Oh, God, why do you start with me?
Okay, let's start with Frosty. I'm messing with
you. We have a shout out y'all guys for letting me be on the podcast. Probably will never come back now.
We really didn't have a choice because Daryl just kind of brought you along.
I know. Aren't you glad?
Yeah, but you were a good guest host, so you are welcome back anytime.
Cool. Appreciate that.
I'm bringing that multiplayer crap with you.
I'll try my hardest not to. Give a shout out to all the fans. Daryl and Frosty, they're arguing right now about something. And that's about it. I'm not good at these things.
I just gave him a chair shot because I freaking turn heel on a podcast.
Why are you humping the chair?
What else are you going to do to it?
Let's get the shout outs from Daryl if he's done humping a couch.
Oh, that wasn't me. That was Frosty doing the humping. I was just watching.
I thought he was actually humping.
Shout out to the freaking greatest heels on the internet, the number one heel podcast. Remember the Loot and all their crew. And shout out to freaking Royal Rumble, son. I'm done. Drop the mic.
AJ.
All right. Dottie, your shout outs.
I want to give a shout out to the listeners. You guys rock for sitting through my edits that I believe are pretty awesome shows that I edit. Thank you. And I want to give a shout out to the Remember the Loot guys. My new friend here, multiplayer guy.
And,
yes.
That's what black people call white people when they don't know our names, but we all look alike.
Y'all look like multiple versions of each other.
Hey, multiplayer guy. Hey, red shirt. Hey, green shirt.
T-Bird, thanks, man. It was a pleasure talking to you, and nice to know that you are a Kingdom Hearts lover as well as I am. That is good. My vice president, Daryl.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. Freaking love it when you come on the show, man.
I have a blast, man.
Yeah. Frosty from being in the background. Way in the background.
I think he's peeing right now.
Way in the background.
In my crew, Trophy Horse crew, you guys rock too, even though two are absent. I hope you bring a note from your mom and dad, please.
Doctor's excuse, chumps.
Doctor's excuse. And I want to give a shout out to Tricky for finally breaking down and letting whatever talk come to Proven Gamer.
Wait.
Don't act like I never wanted it on the site. I told you from the start you could have it on there. Weren't allowed to drop the N-bomb.
No. And like you guys listen on episode 41, which would be next week, which is when I talk about Proven Gamer and making a big announcement, because that's our first official show on Proven Gamer. But I do know you guys, like, I know you like, this is a video game network
but technically it's a All Around Entertainment Network because we do have movie reviews and other reviews other than video games on the show. But if you want to break away from the video games, though, Whatever Talk is the show to listen to. Also, if you want to listen to Tricky Mick outside of his video game domain, it's a hoopty. He held his own with a cast for the black folks.
He said,
I brought the awesomeness.
Yeah, see, he brought the awesomeness, again, being the only white guy. Had to flip the switch a little bit because I'm the only black guy on Proven Gamer.
But Donnie brought me into that episode thinking he was going to dominate the conversation. And when I held my own, he was like, oh shit, Tricky's here.
No, I didn't think he was going to dominate. I didn't think I was going to dominate. It was just shocking hearing you outside the video game element. And that we spoke on everything else outside of the video game stuff. So I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm very intelligent outside. I hold my opinions back a lot on these shows because this is video games, but nobody wants to have me on a general podcast because once my mouth starts going,
it ain't gonna stop. I dig it because the show is not about video games. It's about whatever we're talking about at the time. That's why it's called Whatever Talk. Yes.
Whatever. So,
that episode is 10. All my episodes supposed to be put up soon on Proven Gamer, so go back and listen to it. Episode 10 is with Tricky is on it. If you want to go back and listen to another retro Proven Gamer podcaster, which is episode 11, you have Rockin' Hard Rockin' Guy, which was another great show. Thanks for giving the permission to be on Proven Gamer, Tricky. And like I said, listeners, listen to episode 41, which I would give the full insight on the reason Proven Gamer didn't want us on the site.
Oh, I love how you get the full insight, but you don't bring the man to make the decision.
Because I don't want your devils intervene with my show on that particular show.
You do know now when you give me the episode, I'm going to listen to it fully and then patch on my response at the end of the show.
Oh, you know what? I will sue you for tampering. Yeah, my family, the girlfriend, wifey, wifey, the kids.
Does Frosty have any shout-outs?
Yeah, he would like to shout literally at Twitch because we are trying to get our stream started and we are not being allowed into Twitch.
Hey, he has a legitimate one.
And I want to give a shout-out to the goddess who's sitting behind me wondering why we're still podcasting when it's an hour to the Royal Rumble. I want to give a shout-out to Sweet Mama D, who is playing in the snow. Give a shout-out to all of our listeners. Give a shout-out to the Loot Crew for showing up, minus the walking idea, because apparently he didn't want to walk with any ideas.
He doesn't do anything anymore. He's actually the missing idea.
Yes. He's the missing idea?
Missing idea.
I want to give a shout-out to Daryl individually, because he has left our first iTunes rating in over a year.
Well, we might get another one now.
And one last shout-out is to the DSNY.
Don't tell me they're still cleaning up, man.
No, they're cleaning up the snow right now.
Dad, it's still cleaning up 9/11.
9/11? You're talking about Sandy. Technically, but they are still cleaning up. They are still cleaning up 9/11. Too soon. So if there's nothing else, until next week, happy Toby Hunt. Go AJ Styles.
Whatever.
You done made it to another one. Replay. Oh, download another one. Continue your whoredom. Or you can go and do a Tricky Man and shop it. However you do it, you do it. Just to get the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.